So today we are talking about we're talking about a delicious and doable dinner and dessert combo. Because Kev, you know me, I'm all about having my cake and eating it too. So I always like to have a little sweet treat after dinner. But like any, parent, I want to have the main course before I have the dessert. So we'll talk about this tasty casserole, which is my Tuscan tuna casserole, but don't be alarmed if you or your kids don't like tuna. You can swap it out and use chicken and or white kidney beans instead. So for this recipe, you need some broad egg noodles. So we're going to boil them, drain them, toss them with a little bit of vegetable oil, and then just set it aside. And then we're going to stir together some milk and some cornstarch. Set that aside. Then we're going to saute up an onion and add some dried thyme and nutmeg and salt. And then we're going to add the milk cornstarch mixture into the pot with the onions. And the cornstarch is the thickening agent. So the mixture is going to thick right up. So basically you've made like a lovely bechamel sauce. Then in that we are going to add some Asiago cheese, some chopped fresh parsley, some fresh mint, some chopped fresh rosemary, some garlic, the tuna and or the chicken or white kidney beans. And then we are going to add some sun-dried tomatoes and some quartered pitted olives. Now, if you didn't like olives, you could use some chopped artichokes.
Okay.
Then we are going to add the egg noodles into that pot as well. Stir it all together. Place the mixture into a baking dish. But then we need to make a topping because I love a casserole with like a nice breadcrumb topping. To me, it's almost like it's like the best part. Do you agree?
I do agree. And it's a little taste of home, right? My mom used to make casseroles with bread toppings all the time.
It sure is. Yeah. And then you just get like that crunch of the topping with like the soft texture of the casserole underneath. And I'm with you, Kev. To me, casseroles are all about like home cooking and what like your mom or your grandma or your aunt used to make. So for this crumb topping, we just need about 1.5 cups of breadcrumbs, some chopped fresh parsley, some melted butter, and some lemon zest. Toss it all together. Sprinkle it evenly on top of your casserole. Into the oven it goes for about 20 minutes at 400. You're going to pull it out, and you've got this beautiful, amazing, flavorful casserole. And there is no doubt this dish will be like a new weeknight go-to. I do have the recipe up on my website, but I also have the recipe pinned to the top of my Instagram as well. It's just such a great recipe and lots of nice, fresh, amazing flavors and a recipe that I think will be a new go-to in your home.
It does sound really good, and we'll do your dessert, and then we'll direct people on how to get that recipe, all right?
Sure. So the dessert is my black bean brownies with a citrus almond frosting. So I've talked about my black bean brownies with you before. So here's the thing. You can make my recipe. So the neat thing about my black bean brownie recipe is it's gluten-free. So I have that recipe up on my website. But if you weren't a fan of black bean brownies, you could just, either use a box brownie mixture and or one of your mom's or grandma's go-to brownie recipes. But what really makes these brownies, whether it's my recipe or another recipe that you have on hand, is this frosting. So you're going to take about 4 ounces of softened cream cheese, which is about half a brick of cream cheese, and some butter and some icing sugar, and you're going to beat all that together with a little bit of milk or cream, and then you're going to add the zest of one orange. So I figure if you're buying the oranges to eat anyhow, you might as well utilize the zest. The zest has so much amazing flavor. I use orange zest actually in a lot of sweet but savory dishes too. Like I like to finish my carrot soup with some orange zest or stir it into salad dressings. So you're going to add the zest of an orange to your cream cheese and butter and milk and beat it all in. You just want to make sure that you're giving the orange a really good scrub first. And then you're going to add some almond extract, some vanilla extract, a little pinch of salt and some icing sugar, and beat it all together for about 2 to 3 minutes. And you've got this amazing citrus. Oh my gosh, Kev, this frosting is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
You slather that on top of your brownies. It's actually really good on top of banana bread as well. And then what I like to do is, if I'm putting it on top of the brownies, I also like to then add some toasted sliced almonds on top of the frosting. And it just elevates your brownies and or your banana bread. It's actually, this frosting is really good also in between oatmeal raisin cookies. Like, you can like sandwich it in between oatmeal raisin cookies. And this Kev, is why I exercise every day.
Absolutely. That is 100%. I get why.
Because I sandwich frosting between cookies.
Listen, that's how you roll. I love it.
Uh-huh.
All right. So if people want to sandwich that icing between cookies or make that casserole, how do they find your recipe, Char?
Yeah, so you can go to my website, which is charmybroughton.com, and all the recipes are up on my website. You can also find my cookbook, Delicious and Doable, Recipes for Real and Everyday Life. It is on Amazon, but the folks in Stratford can also pick it up at Fanfare Books, which is on Ontario Street. It's 92 Ontario Street.
Fantastic. And of course, you can get all of those details about Char's book and about those recipes up at mystratfordnow.com. There'll be a link to her websites and all her socials.